Hello and welcome to another episode of Vegas TMI, the official City of Las Vegas podcast where we talk about the things that make the City of Las Vegas timely, memorable, and iconic. I'm Shane.
And I'm Jen.
Hi, Jen.
Hi, Shane.
Glad you could make it today. You had a little bit of food poisoning last week and wasn't sure if you were going to be in.
Yes, I am back and better than ever. And we have a really exciting topic laid out for this episode.
What is it?
Well, we're going to meet our brand new Parks and Recreation Director, Greg Weitzel.
That's great.
Yeah, it's an exciting time for the city because it's really the first time that we've had a director of his caliber that has come from another city with such a wealth of experience in such a specialized field like Parks and Recreation is. So we're really excited to see the different programming additions that he's going to bring and the new ideas that he's going to bring to the department.
Yeah, and fun fact, I came from Los Angeles County Parks and Rec, so I started government in Parks and Rec, so it's near and dear to my heart, so I'm excited about this topic.
Yeah, and we think you'll really love Greg. You cannot beat that guy's energy. So we can't wait to introduce you to him. David, take it away.
Hello, everyone. This is City of Las Vegas Communications Director David Riggleman. Today, I'm joined by the city's new Parks and Recreation Director, Mr. Greg Weitzel. Greg has more than 20 years' experience in the urban Parks and Recreation administration field. Most recently, he serves as the department director of two of the largest parks and recreation agencies in Pennsylvania and Idaho. He also currently serves on the board of directors for the National Recreation and Park Association and chairs the Public Policy Committee. And I can tell you, he's a very proud Penn State University grad. Greg, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me. It's great to be here.
Good to have you. Greg, you've only been on the job for a few months, but I know we're keeping you plenty busy here at the city. In your recent presentation that you gave to the city council, you gave them an update on everything planned for the next few years. Now, that included five projects that'll be completed by the end of this calendar year. Pretty impressive. What are some of the things people can look for?
Well, thanks to the mayor and city council, we received $54 million in recreation bond funding to do these projects. So every ward's getting some new parks or some renovated parks. Wow. We're really excited about those projects.
And there are six wards in the city, so that's a big undertaking, yeah.
It is. There's a lot. And we're really excited about this upcoming park that's opening here in the next month. It's Baker Pool and Park. It's a renovation. New artificial turf soccer fields, one of the best water play areas that we'll have in the city, new restrooms, and it's all got a soccer theme. And wait till you see this new soccer ball, David. It's lit from the inside with LED. It's incredible. People, when you drive up, you're not going to be able to miss this park. We are really excited to open this one up.
Now, Baker is in Ward 1.
Ward 3, actually.
Ward 3. Ward 3. And that's an area that's really, it's needed some upgrade over the years.
Absolutely. Yeah. We have multiple projects happening in Ward 3 over this in the next year or two, renovations as well as some new parks as well.
All right, Greg, that's great for Ward 3. What about the other wards? What are some of the things coming for them?
Thanks, David. We're really excited about Ward 1 and the Bill Breer Park. And the reason is we're working with the National Fitness Campaign, and we're putting in the 100th outdoor fitness court. It's a bodyweight circuit training system. There'll be an app associated with this.
Wow.
Programming that activates this space. This is going to happen here in the fourth quarter of 2019, early January. You won't miss it because we're pulling out all the stops for this new fitness court that we think will be a real hit in our community.
Wow.
Also in Ward 5, the Las Vegas Senior Center is under renovation right now, and this is going to turn into a multi-generational type of center. So programs and activities for all ages, new front desk, new compliant restrooms. Trigona Hills Park in Ward 4 is another new park, a walking path, playground units, really cool stations at set up for movies in the park and stages that you can work on. Teton Trails Park in Ward 6 is going to be a brand new lacrosse field. And then Allen Beck Memorial Park, we're having a couple of new soccer fields, a new basketball court. So those are just a couple of projects happening here in just the next 2 to 3 months that
That's
are becoming
incredible.
Online.
And so no matter where you live, there's going to be something new coming near you.
Absolutely.
Cool. Outstanding. Outstanding. Greg, I know that you've spent a lot of time out in our parks and our community centers. What have you liked so far? What have you seen that's really been some of your favorites?
Well, part of my plan is to go to every single park, and it's been a whirlwind. And all the community centers and the senior centers, we have 81 parks in our city.
It's a lot of visits.
Yeah, I'm not done seeing them all yet, but by the end of my first year, my goal is to see every single park. And boy, you learn a lot about the community. When I'm out touring parks, people come up to me and tell me how much they love our parks. The six community rec centers that we have, as well as our active adult senior centers, we have five of those. We have six aquatic facilities, and the numbers just keep going on and on and on, the amount of trails we have. It's just an exciting time to be in Las Vegas, and I can tell that people really care about their parks and recreation system.
Yeah, that's amazing. You know, you're hitting on that. We have a lot of facilities out there. It's really a gem. It's interesting, Greg. A lot of people may not associate Las Vegas as a big parks and rec community, but we really have a lot to offer, don't we? As you're pointing out.
Absolutely, we do. You know, I get to speak nationally. And I'm big on trends. So what are the newest trends happening in parks and recreation? And one of them is that parks are going to the dogs. And people love their dogs. I ask this question. I say, how many people think that dogs are children too? And
everybody does, myself included.
I love my fur babies. And with that in mind, in Ward 1, we have a brand new dog park opening up here by December. It's going to be Woofter Park. It's three new dog park areas, shade pavilions, LED lighting, play equipment. We're going to have a great grand opening when this happens, and we want to have some of those trick dogs out there having a great time. So that's another great park that we're looking forward to, and we know you love your dogs, and I think that's going to be a theme you see in more park development, more areas for dogs to run and play as well.
If you want to see a lot of use, go to a dog park, because
no
it's always busy no matter when you go. Good stuff. Greg, we talked about this. We mentioned earlier that you're on the board of the National Recreation and Park Association. You touched on that. What are some of the things that you've seen in your travels, especially with that organization, that might translate well to Las Vegas? What are some things that we could maybe, some ideas that we could borrow or steal?
Well, you're hearing this over and over again, is esports. And today's teens are playing video games, and that's a good thing if we can get them to also be social at the same time. So that's what we're trying to do with esports, and the trend today you're seeing is esports in the rec center. So it kind of sounds off, right? Because you're going to the rec center you should be having active and be happy and,
right.
and get involved. But hey, teenagers are the toughest ones to program for. So if we can get them out watching others play these esports games, that's a great opportunity for them to socialize with their other teens. And then at the same time, we hope to get them playing some basketball doing some other things. While they're watching these esports tournaments.
That's a great idea, because you figure once they come out to a center, yeah, they're going to come for the esports, but while they're there, it's like, hey, this looks like it might be fun too, swimming or basketball or whatever it might be that they get involved in as well.
One of the other things we're seeing across the nation, David, is a disconnection from nature. And there's a term, Richard Louver wrote a book called The Last Child in the Woods. He termed it, it's called the nature deficit disorder. And what it means is this generation of children are more disconnected from nature than any other generation in the past. So what we're seeing is some results of that. Obviously, ADHD, diabetes, anxiety, depression, loneliness, these are all being associated with a lack of connection to nature and exercise. So this is something that we really need to pay attention to in parks and recreation, is how can we connect this generation to the outdoors more? So that's a goal that you're going to see us in parks and recreation continue to push forward in the years to come.
It's a challenge, because when we were kids, you went out and played. You played all around. That was just part of what you did. But today, kids, and I don't know if it's a product of just how times have changed. Sometimes in Las Vegas, it can be very warm. And maybe we tend to stay inside more often.
I'm glad you bring that up. There was a recent article last week about Las Vegas and the 100-degree days. Then we're going to see that increasing. So what can we do to get children and adults, families out during the heat of the summer? All right, and those are programs that we're looking for: off hours, inside programming. So we're going to see a change as we continue to see more and more 100-degree days, that we're going to have to be creative in how we get outdoors, but avoid the high heat.
Yeah, exactly. A challenge all the way around. Greg, you're brimming over with enthusiasm, and we're so glad that you're here. What are some of the things that you just want to make sure that the listeners know about our parks and recreation offerings here in Las Vegas?
Well, I think that whether you're 8 or 80 years old, there's something for you. We entitle our guide that comes out Beyond the Neon, and we really, if you look beyond the Strip and downtown, we're a community. And absolutely, we're a community of people who care about each other. That, you know, I've been going out to see the senior centers and the energy of the active adults that are there. Every class is filled. So I encourage people, if you're a senior, to check out our senior center programming. We have some incredible opportunities for you. If you're a youth, we have programs for all ages, whether you're a little kid or a teenager, to check those out. We have some exciting new programs happening with hockey. Floor hockey is a new program in partnership with the Golden Knights. We're looking to partner with the Raiders and do more football things as well. So, and you can't miss our $5 swim lessons. I mean, swimming is a really, really important skill. A life skill that you should have. It's about safety, and you can get a swim lesson for $5 in our city. So you just check out our aquatic centers. We have six of them.
Pretty amazing.
And you can fill out a form and get a $5 swim lesson. That's a pretty good deal.
Yeah, it is. And Greg, leagues, are we signing kids up for leagues at this time?
Well, our fall leagues are past registration, but we do have, you know, flag football and soccer and basketball. Basketball is coming up. So we encourage people to go to the website, check that out. I'll tell you, one of the coolest programs I attended on Monday, I got to play wheelchair rugby. I've never played rugby before, but wheelchair rugby, David, now that was fun.
You know what? And they were over at the Dula Center, if I'm not mistaken.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
And this is kind of a new up-and-coming game for an adaptive game for people who are have some partial paralysis in all four of their limbs, right?
Yes. So, you know, this wheelchair bound program. But I'll tell you that, you know, at one time in our life, David, we're all going to have a disability. So that's one of the things I'm really proud of what I've discovered in discovering the fun of Parks and Recreation here in Las Vegas, is that regardless of your ability, we have a program for you. So if you're a child with a disability, please check us out. We're going to program for you. Or an adult with a disability, we have an adaptive program in the Valley. It's best in the Valley. And we encourage people, regardless of your ability to play, to come out, check out our programs. I guarantee you're going to find something that you'll really enjoy and get you out of your, maybe out of your comfort zone a little bit, but that's where the fun begins.
Exactly. It's something that we're very proud of. All right, Greg, final thought. It's yours.
Well, boy, there's a lot to think about when you think about the future. And I always like to say the best is yet to come. And I believe that. When I look at Las Vegas and the offerings that we have now and our park system, we certainly have some work to do. We have some exciting new parks to do, but we have some older parks that also need to be cleaned up. But really, it's about activating these parks, David, getting programs and activities and special events in the parks so that the community can come out and get to know their neighbors.
Yeah. Everything matches up, right?
Yes, exactly. So we have our slogan is building community to make life better. And in Parks and Recreation, last year alone, we had 5.3 million people come and visit our parks.
That's pretty impressive.
That's how we build community. And we're excited about the future. I do believe the best is yet to come. And I encourage people to check out Las Vegas Parks and Recreation Department.
Yeah, we're glad to have you here, Greg. Thank you so much for being on the podcast today. And for everyone listening, thank you all again for taking the time to join us today. For more information on our Parks and Recreation programs, Greg said, visit lasvegasparksandrec.com.
Wow, there's so many great things coming in the future for our Parks and Rec department. I think for me, I'm really excited to see the expansion of our public spaces, especially in the older areas of downtown Las Vegas, in the areas of Ward 3, where we're going to be rolling out new parks. I think it's going to be a really great addition to those neighborhoods there that traditionally just haven't had as many parks as some of the newer parts of town.
Yeah, new parks are always great, especially since we are coming out of the recession. I'm sure there weren't a lot of parks opening in that time. And the parks director is really hitting the ground running. I'm excited about the esports initiative that they're going to be launching. I think that's a really cool idea, especially for the underserved youth of that neighborhood. It'll be a great way to get out and still get to play video games, but do it in a social space. So I think that could be a game changer.
Yeah, so we're definitely excited to keep up with Greg and all of the fun new stuff that our Parks and Rec team is going to work on in the future.
Yeah, maybe we'll get an update from him in like a year's time.
So thanks again for joining us today. You can catch up on past episodes at lasvegasnevada.gov/podcast.
Use the hashtag VegasTMI on social media to let us know your comments and thoughts or kudos. Just let us know you're listening. If you want to subscribe to this podcast, you can subscribe on the Google Play Music Store, iTunes Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts, we're there.
So from downtown Las Vegas, we'll see you next time.
TTFN from Vegas TMI.